This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day Wednesday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Just a couple of minutes from right now, the Hawks begin their, can't really say second half, it's kind of like final third, but right. Second portion of the season tomorrow night. So we'll get into that a little bit and some general NBA, and then we'll get to an AMA at 140. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. And all that, final hour.
We were talking about it earlier. ASAP Rocky gets off.
Good for him.
And I was like, I didn't know what the hell he went to jail for or was about to go to prison for and everything like that. But yeah, I saw he got off. But the crazy thing is, like, okay, I saw the video, not guilty, and he runs.
Yeah.
And the run is the worst part about it because he, like, he tripped over the bailiff's foot and then fell on top of Rihanna.
Yeah. Right into Rihanna's arms.
Right into Rihanna's arms.
Which so, is.
Yeah. Again, what I don't know what he did.
He should be doing now that he's free.
I mean, she's going to get knocked up again.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. He keep Rihanna count pregnant. On that. He keep her pregnant and everything like that. But yeah, I was like, all right. I don't know. I can't think off the top of my head an ASAP Rocky song, but I know I've probably heard it one of them or everything like that. But yeah, I was like, then I saw, obviously, you know, I have kids that are more in tune to this and everything. And he sent me the video of, I guess, the crime that was being committed.
Okay.
You're lucky he did it.
Yeah.
Well,
he did put a gun to the head of his friend.
That's what the video looked like that I saw.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he was being charged with aggravated assault.
Yeah.
So they said it wasn't that.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
I don't know what it was.
My man Zay.
He's guilty of he's innocent of the charges.
Yeah, Zay sent me the video. I was like, oh.
Now, I don't know what, again, I don't know what you would call that.
Yeah.
Seems like, some sort of thing. Like,
don't look like it's a good thing.
It seems like a crime of some sort.
But no.
But he's off. He's off. He's got that song with Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, no,
from all the way back.
No, I know if I hear the song,
I can't say the title of it.
I know that, but congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know a ton about him, other than he is Rihanna's partner.
Are they married?
I don't know. That's why I said partner.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they got a bunch of kids together,
which
is exactly right. For that job.
Good for him,
That's
man.
Exactly the right thing to do.
He settled it down, Andy. He settled Riri down.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Bad
girl Riri. Good for him.
But exactly right.
Now you got to go drop an album now. Because you got street cred.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect timing.
You got street cred. You beat the charge. You beat the charge.
Yeah, and you were telling me, did he have the same lawyer that had
I think he had the same lawyer as Young Thug.
Young Thug's lawyer?
I think so.
So that guy's building a rep.
He's rolling in it.
All right.
I guess Dirk better call him next. See if he can get Dirk out. Dirk better call him. See if he can get out on that. But yeah, I was like, oh. I didn't realize I saw he was on trial, but they were talking about this dude got 25 and found guilty.
Oh, wow.
I was like, damn.
Jeez.
Again, looked at the video. He's doing something wrong.
Maybe they didn't. Yes, definitely. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a legal expert.
Me either.
But I can see something and definitely feel like whether it's wrong or right.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
Yeah. I don't think. Yeah.
Again, I don't know if it's 25 years in jail, bad, or whatever it is legally, but. Definitely seemed bad. Like, if someone did that to me, I'd be pretty unhappy.
Yeah.
About it.
I was like, I don't know. Seems like it was something bad, but. Yeah.
Seems illegal.
Yeah. I guess. But yeah, he's out. He's going to make some new albums. Might make one, because I know him and 50 are boys. And I told you last week, the most diabolical man in the music industry right now is 50 Cent.
Yeah, and one of the most diabolical people ever.
I follow him on Instagram, so it's every day I'm like, oh, who are you mad at this week? And he on Joe Budden ass for some reason. Now, I don't know what Joe did to him, but I don't even really care. I just like to see the memes that he
Who does he like? Like, who are the people? Because Eminem, right? He's good with him.
He's untouchable because he got Eminem.
Yeah, those guys are all buddies. He's A$AP Rocky.
He likes A$AP Rocky.
Anybody else?
Tony Ayo is his main man.
Okay, Tony Ayo. Yeah. Look at the rest of G Unit, not really so much.
No.
Yeah.
He hates Rick Ross.
Yeah, no, doesn't like him.
That's why he's mad at Meech.
Doesn't like Ja Rule. We know about that one.
When we were in Hawaii, they had a festival out there, and he was the headliner.
Ja Rule?
Him and Ashanti were the headliners.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, we were out there because she was like,
like that song.
I guess she was like, you want to go? I was like, hell no. I don't want to go see Ashanti and Ja Rule. Yeah. We care, baby.
No offense, but the last time Ja Rule was involved with a festival,
yeah,
became a pretty popular documentary.
I was like, hell no, I don't want to go see the damn Ja Rule and Ashanti. I'm cool on that.
Is it 2002?
Come on, man. I don't want to go see that.
50 Cent told us to stop listening to that man's music 25 years ago, and we all obeyed.
That's why I wait for it. To wait for the next day. I'm like, who is he mad at today? And you see this morning, it was Joe Budden.
Yeah, no, that's a good, you never want to be the main character on the internet.
No.
You never want to be that. If you're ever the main character on the internet, you had a bad day. You don't want to be the guy 50 Cent's got in the crosshairs.
Because he's going to take you down. He ain't going to stop.
He made a documentary about Diddy.
Yes, he will not stop.
Like, he made it and sold it.
And I think it's like, because you know.
That's how mad he was
about it. You want to get at him. You know, but he's like, you can't touch me. This dude has, tactical bodyguards. He's always got people with him.
And he's really funny.
And he's really funny.
Like, that's the hardest part. You can't win the actual battle because of all the stuff he's talked about.
Yeah.
You also can't win the public battle because he's so funny.
Good.
He's so funny.
Like, this picture with Joe Budden in his drawers, it's just, he got the little white drawers on. It's just hilarious. Like, one of the first things I saw at, 6:30, I was cracking up. damn.
6:30?
Yeah.
You must have slept in.
Yeah, dude. I went to bed at 8:30 last night. I fell asleep at 8:30. And I woke up exactly at 5:55 this morning.
Wow.
Dude, I was getting
it. That's two nights of sleep for
you. I was getting it.
Good for you.
Yeah, dog.
You needed it.
I feel like a new man all over this morning. Good. Wasn't nothing hurting, aching. I was like, whoo.
Well, you flew to Hawaii and back in 5 days.
Yeah.
You probably didn't sleep very much while you were there.
Like Instagram model hours. Hey, Shotty, you come by.
You got flown out?
Hey, Shotty, you come by here and see me. Yeah, I know you're in Atlanta. I'm out here in Honolulu. Why don't you come on out for the weekend?
Randy was keeping IG model hours. Okay, you're going to hear that one again in about 40 minutes. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Yeah, Latte Doth has his visa. Everything is ready to go. He had a really good past couple weeks of training. He played in our last preseason game. He's electric. He's going to be exciting to watch. He will help stretch other teams for us with his speed.
There you go.
His finishing ability, you know, with 27 goals in the championship in England last year, in the last 2 years there. So He's an exciting player who I think we're going to set up for a lot of goals this season.
He was one of those 100 guys as well,
yeah,
I guess. You're welcome. Yeah, we're excited, though.
This is the thing, and this is something that we always talk about with United when they have a good damn player. How long is he going to be here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
Because the thing about it is, if you look at, and I'm not even going to try to get in all the technical terms, transfer fees and all this other crap, could they make their money back from this, man?
Yeah, that's really what it is. And also, while he's here, capitalize. Because they've done a good job of making their money back and making a profit on the players they brought in that they've spent a lot of money on, the DPs. But unfortunately, for the last, what, 6 years, 5 years, they haven't got any championships to show for it.
None.
Like, when it was, you know, when it was Miggy and those guys early, it still sucks to have the conversation of, well, if they play too good, they're going to leave. At least when they were here, they were winning stuff.
Right.
The last handful of years, guys were playing good and leaving, and then they were trying to sell us on, well, the business is doing great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not rooting for the business.
Hell no.
I'm rooting for the 11 guys that are out there on Saturday. And they do start this Saturday. They've got their first game against Montreal, pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7:30, Atlanta United, and a lot of fun signings in the offseason, Latte Lat being one of them. None more fun than Miguel Almiron coming home.
Oh, yeah.
Coming back and after spending all those years in England and playing well, but, you know, getting banged up a little bit and then, you know, up and down a little bit. So to have him back too is exciting. And I just, you know, just want to see him get back to winning.
That's the most important thing.
That's all anybody cares about.
Because, I mean, this is a loyal fan base, but even when they were doing their thing, you were getting people who just wanted to be in the building.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And you know, you can say it was, you know, they did a good job with marketing and they did a good job with this and that. No, they won.
Yeah.
They won games. That was the most important thing.
They won and they won.
That's all anybody cares about in sports.
And they had an exciting style. We understand. They was attacking and all
But you know
things.
What?
But you won.
You can win in a less exciting way win.
You won games. And I think that's the most important thing. We talked about it early in the show. When you look at all the turnover that's been going on these past few years as far as pretty much wiping out the original, outside of Darren, wiping out some of the originals in the front office. Obviously, we know that Brad Guzan is the last standing member of the original. I mean, even though you're bringing back Miggy, I mean, it's just been an overhaul of so many people. That's why I was joking. I'm like, well, where the hell Miles at? Go bring Miles back.
Where's Vialba? Where's Tito Vialba?
Yeah, go bring some of these guys.
Pretty
fast. You want to be all nostalgic, but I think, you know, the thing with Miggy was Miggy's still playing at a high level. And, you know, hopefully he can bring that energy that he brought before. But, yeah. This latte, we need some latte goals.
Yeah, latte goals.
Latte goals.
That's what we're asking
That's
for.
That's what I'm asking for. That's all. I don't care how exciting you are and how you spread it open. I need you to score goals. Period. Need you in the MVP race.
They could make like, you know, they're always looking for promotional tie-ins, right?
Yes.
You could make a latte.
I'm pretty sure that's already in the works.
You buy coffee at the game.
I'm pretty sure that's already in the works.
Although maybe not everybody wants to drink coffee at 7:30 at night.
I don't know who does. Well, I don't know.
People are really into those, latte or coffee cocktails. My mother-in-law loves them.
Cocktails with coffee?
What am I talking about? You know what
like
I'm talking
about. Like
an espresso martini?
Oh, they are good.
People love espresso martinis right now.
Oh, really?
Very popular.
Like
among people.
Like you put them in the martini glass.
Yes, like a martini glass. And it's brown like coffee.
I would think so.
But it's foamy too.
Oh, cool.
You know, it's like a latte.
Like a Kahlua Bailey's, a little espresso.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Those are popular right now, right?
We actually, this is at a baseball park. It's not one of the like top like three or four, but it's very 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 popular drink with the ladies are espresso martinis.
I would think so. Yeah,
even at a baseball
is that
park,
like a
you wouldn't really
is that like a classy like... vodka Red Bull?
Yeah,
that's for all the ladies that drank vodka Red Bulls in college.
Take a martini glass outside, so when you go dump it on the rocks,
that like a buzz and a little energy,
a little energy.
Like, let's find a way to classify it a little bit,
I mean, if you put anything in a martini glass, I would think it's be classing up.
Is there a way that you can combine the names? Because like, if you get like an apple flavored martini, people will call it an apple teeny.
Yeah,
like Abe loves those.
Yes,
he does. Is there is it a Latini?
Latini.
It's espresso martini.
Espresso martini. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe we'll think of something.
I like Latini. Hey, do your thing. Do your thing.
See, a latte has
drink what
milk
you
in it.
Could you imagine? And I didn't even do anything smart. You know how I'm about martini glass.
Yeah, you didn't hate on any of that.
I didn't hate on nothing, did I?
You just supported all of it.
I didn't support nothing. I didn't support nothing. I just didn't say nothing about the whole martini glass.
That's true.
You can order those drinks in regular rocks glasses. That's the move.
I wouldn't know.
Then why?
Why?
Because you don't have to drink it out of a martini glass.
Yeah,
all I want is coffee.
I get you a mug.
All I want is vodka.
Get you a mug.
I don't need to combine them.
Those martini glasses do spill easy, though. They're real top heavy.
Would you drink out of them?
No.
Drink a martini out of a martini glass in a heartbeat.
Shut up.
Manhattan, bring it on.
We'll come back. We'll talk a little basketball after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Woo-ha! This Little Buster?
Yeah.
This Little Buster or Big Buster?
Little Buster.
Little Buster?
Okay. Yeah, back in the day, Buster.
Yeah, okay.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day. Appropriate for some of the conversations we've been having. We'll get to an AMA in about 20 minutes from right now. I'll get the phone lines open. Also do want to remind you once again, if you're looking for an opportunity to win a chance for the ultimate trip to Vegas, now is the time to download the free Odyssey app for a chance to spend the first two rounds of the college basketball championship in Vegas with three friends. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. It's a premium sports viewing destination. We can speak directly to it. Having been there in December, awesome. Had a great time. You're going to go to a party at Stadium Swim, which is where we did the show from, and had a great time. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 92.9 The Game or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. It's a national contest, so a lot of people around the country are playing as well. All you got to do is listen. You're already listening to us for 3 hours, so right. You're. I would assume you're entered, but just keep entering and tell other people about it. Get them entered as well. Make an account on the Odyssey app for your wife or something on her phone. Everybody can enter.
Here.
You can be one of her three friends that she takes with.
Real quick, Bunk. The Dan Graziano just tweeted out that the NFL has informed teams of the 2025 per team salary cap. It will fall between the range of $277.5 million and $281.5 million. And that's up from last year's $255 million.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's up a lot.
Yeah.
Wow, that's almost, if it's $280 million, that's $25 million more. Yeah. That's great news for teams that are going to have to pay people to go away.
Yes, that's very good
news. That's actually great news for the Falcons.
That's great.
I know everybody gets the money, but that's, that's wonderful.
That's good news that because they're going to have to take a big hit. No way around it.
There's no way around
it. But, for the salary cap to go up the way that it did is pretty good. Really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, and not surprising. I mean, it's the NFL has added various revenue streams or increased their revenue streams over the last handful of years. Obviously doing the Amazon thing on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. Netflix has games now. I know there was a rumor out there, and it seems like it's probably not true now. It probably will be true eventually, that Netflix maybe was going to get a Sunday afternoon game. They're trying to keep as much stuff, I think, accessible to as many people as possible for as long as possible.
Right.
But eventually that's going to be what it is. Like, I mean, if Netflix offers enough money, they're gonna get a Sunday afternoon game.
As much as they raising the price of Netflix,
no kidding,
it'll went up again. Remember Netflix with $9?
Yeah,
yeah.
Now you can do the thing where you get like ads, and it's a little cheaper.
Right.
But then it's annoying.
Ads.
I don't want any ads.
I
did that for. I did that first. I was like, I'm gonna be thrifty. I'm gonna do the ads. And the first ad, I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
I'm paying, more.
Let's go and go, man. But yeah, I mean, that goes back to what we were talking about when as far as the sheiks or them owning a part of the NFL or ownership and all those different things like that. I mean, hell, they're going to give away games. Because the one thing we were talking about it on, was the last week? Yesterday. And basically, we're saying that there's no price that they won't pay because they got unlimited funds.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a different. Yeah. I mean, we talk about the.
Oh, that's what we're talking about, the boxing. The boxing that's over there, they're not making no money off of that.
No, they're not making any money. They didn't make any money off Liv.
No.
They're losing money.
Yeah.
They're not making, I don't know what they're making with the league that they have where Ronaldo's in. I don't know if it is a lot or whatever. They're making a lot of money off owning, like, Manchester City.
Yeah.
Like, they're making a lot of money in some of the European soccer clubs that they own, for sure. But I don't know. I mean, who knows where it's all going? I just look at where we're at right now in the NFL financial landscape and how obviously good it is with things like that, like you're talking about. The salary cap continues to go up because the league continues to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just the owners being friendly. Mm-hmm. They're not like, you know what we should do is pay these guys more.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, we're making this much more, so the cap goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a percentage of what their revenue is for the league. The way they've gotten here is by doing stuff that we kind of thought that they wouldn't do. They've sold off broadcast to streaming companies.
Yeah.
They've allowed gambling to be a huge part of things where 10 years ago it was so toxic.
I get it. But what – you keep on saying money. Like, you guys going to bring money in to do what?
I don't know. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, just throw it around.
Pay me some money. Here, Roger, here's $13 billion.
So here's what I think.
Just remember us.
To buy the team.
Which team are they going to buy?
To buy in, whichever the next one is that comes available. And again, I understand the argument of, and people are not wrong about this, the old boys club of owners and how they decide who gets to have a team and who doesn't and all that. Like, I am fully with that argument. I understand what you're saying. Some of those guys are going to die. Like, they are. Those guys are going to die. And maybe they passed down that belief system to their kids. Maybe they did. Maybe they did. Probably they did, honestly. But they're going to die. And that hopefully, and maybe I'm being too optimistic about this, maybe that way of thinking will die as well. I don't know that it will, but it would be great if it did. But when you offer 5 times more than anybody else is going to offer,
is what entity would they have in it? Would they have patch on a jersey or something like that?
I just think probably if there's ever going to be – here's like my – if I'm thinking about how it would go down, like how a group of whatever, like Live Golf did,
mm-hmm.
right? They got their way into golf by creating their own thing and picking off individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And then by doing that, they forced the PGA Tour's hand to just let them in the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are.
But that's what I'm saying. They're not going to strong on the NFL like they did golf.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But I think that they'll play it a little slower. They'll get a game over there because they're playing in damn near everywhere.
Right.
They're playing in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
That's just as far away. Obviously, I understand the political ramifications of it. But, people's people's standards and lines get blurred real quick when zeros get added and commas too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there was a lot of people that were standing on soapboxes 2 years ago about Liv.
No.
Don't feel that way anymore.
Hell no.
What happened, Brandel? You were real? And now you see? Huh. Okay. Let's wait and see if that guy has an extra, like, vacation home in a year or something like that. Rory McIlroy's mind changed real quick when everybody started making money.
Yeah.
Remember when he hated Liv?
I hated Liv.
And now he kind of sees where they're coming from.
Hated Liv.
You know what I mean? Everybody gets a little bit more money and everybody gets a little bit more open-minded. I wouldn't be surprised if they get a game over there in the next couple of years. They get a game, then what? Then they get a Super Bowl.
That's just a stress for me. I don't know.
They get a Super Bowl. Then the, I don't know, the Jaguars are talking about playing home games in London.
Never, but they do play a home game, but they're not moving.
The 50-50?
Like, Roger does a lot of stuff. They won't have a team there.
Hopefully not.
Not going to happen.
Hopefully not.
Not going to happen.
I hope not.
Not going to happen.
Again, probably not. But I don't know, man. This is like we're in this era of sports, especially.
Nothing shocks
in
you
football.
Anymore.
Like, come on.
Nothing surprises.
Like, everything we said over the last decade of, like, I can't see that ever happening. This as small as, like, the outrage of patches on basketball uniforms.
Yes.
People are like, oh, they shouldn't do it. It's going to. Now we don't even think about it. Every team does it. It's a little bit of extra revenue. That's why they did it. And to me, that's the standard for all decisions that get made in these leagues. Like, if there's enough zeros to justify it, they're probably going to do it. You just take a few more zeros this time.
Still don't see it.
Open your mind up a little bit.
Yeah, still don't see it.
Well,
still don't see
hopefully
it.
We're doing the show long enough because I do.
Yeah,
it's going to happen. All I'm saying, I'm not saying they're going to have a team in Qatar, but they have a group. They'll have an ownership group in every league.
That's where that. I mean, they bought boxing.
They're gonna have a. Yeah. I bet you. In the next decade, they'll be like part of the in season thing they do in the NBA. Will be played over there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't think so.
I understand that, but I just wondering why.
I just don't think. I don't see the NFL allowing that.
I didn't say NFL. NBA.
Oh, NBA. Oh, yeah.
The NBA is gonna do in season stuff over there, in short order.
Yes. I mean, they already got games over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they play in Abu Dhabi and all those everything. Mm-hmm. So I get all that.
They'll be like part. They'll some sort of whatever it is tournament or whatever they're talking about because they're already talking about trying to do some sort of in season thing with the Eurobasket. So the tournament involving like a Champions League kind of thing. I'll just do it in Qatar.
Again, I get you. The money's there.
Yeah, they're gonna pay for it.
Not the NFL.
Maybe.
Not the NFL.
Maybe not. All right. So the Hawks are back at it tomorrow night. Not the second half of the season, the third or the third of the season. It's a different group of guys than we started the year with. Expectations different?
Man. For me, no.
No.
Yeah, for me, no. I wasn't, you know, I was happy the way they were playing early in the year. Then obviously the injury bug takes out Jalen and then you go ahead and start moving other products off the team and bringing in other guys and everything. But I'm not saying – I don't think they are going to make noise. I think they can find their way somewhere at 9-10, somewhere in that area right there. I don't know how you go forward, meaning they played well after the trade deadline with these guys. They really did. Now, I still think my biggest takeaway from the season is going to be how good Ricochet and those dudes that are going to be your pillars here, how good they played out of
shape. Yeah, I mean, at this point, to me, really, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like – you know, win as many games as you possibly can because there's no benefit in losing games.
Correct.
Obviously, winning games is more fun as well for us to cover and talk about. But yeah, it's about the development of Zachary Risache.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Jalen Johnson's hurt, whatever you could do to fast track that and get him as much better as he can be for opening day next year when Jalen Johnson's also healthy.
Most important thing.
And hopefully you spend all the money you freed up in the trade deadline during the offseason as well to add something else to the starting lineup. But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it is at this point. They're going to be in the playoffs. Like, they're not going to – they're as good as they were before the trade deadline pretty much. They're not going to fall below the Bulls or the Sixers for the 10 line. Like, the bottom would have to completely fall. If Trae Young's healthy, they're going to be at least in the play-in.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they could sneak into the six. This is where the Pistons are right now. They're three games behind them. But I don't know.
I just view three games in the NBA as it's a lot. That's just me.
Because it's three games behind them, it's 2.5 games behind the Magic, and they could sneak in there as well. So it's not just three games. It's multiple teams that you have to jump over. And, you know, I mean, even when they were at full strength, they still were right around a 500 team. So
yeah,
that's probably what they'll be.
My expectations are the development of Richie Shade. Like, Daniels continue to do his thing. You know, Big O, does he continue to make himself being viewed by this team as the starting center of the future, or they need to go out there and get somebody? That's where me and you think they mainly need to go,
yeah,
as far as, you know, this money and trying to find one of those all-star caliber bigs that plays down low and different things like that. But yeah, I think the development of that young man and the getting him to be more aggressive on the offensive end, I think that's the most important thing going forward for the rest of this year.
I agree. I think it can be, you know, it's probably going to be playing again. That'll be every time they've had one, you've been in it. Maybe this one feels a little different because you're building towards something. Maybe. I don't know. AMA is next. 404-726-0929. Load the phones up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Let's see what we got here. We got six phone lines, people. 404-726-0929. Call us up. Get on hold. Ask us anything. We'll start with Rich, who's in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
So I got two questions. The first question is, if y'all could go anywhere y'all want in the world, not your lady, your ideal destination, all expense paid, you don't even have to touch your wallet, where would it go? Where would it be? And number two, back to something that y'all was talking about earlier with Randy's baby girl going out, you know, you got to buy dresses. I thought about it. Hindsight 2020. Now, at the age I'm at, I don't really look at buying clothes the same. I don't buy clothes unless I'm going somewhere. I think it's a waste just to be spending money on stuff. So how do you guys handle the whole shopping for yourselves when it is time to go and make that purchase? Me, I think it's no point. Younger me, yeah, I'm shopping. But now, it don't make no sense.
Thank you, Rich.
I'm with you on the shopping part. Like, the only thing I buy sweats. Because that's all I wear. Mm-hmm. Or I wear shorts. But I got plenty of like jeans and all those different things, but I just don't wear them. Like last article of clothing I bought that wasn't a sweatshirt or sweatpants. Damn.
T-shirts.
And T-shirts. Mm-hmm. Last time I bought something. I bought some camos. Camo pants.
Oh.
Yeah.
For what?
To wear.
Paintball?
Yeah. No, to wear out. That's all. Mm. I liked how they looked. I was like, oh, let me get me a pair of those.
Okay.
The worst thing but like when you buy for them European size bunk, you know, I got them big ass thighs. So
yeah, I don't like to buy clothes online. Like I gotta try to try.
I can't buy
pants online.
I can't do that.
I gotta try them on.
Can't do that.
What do you mean?
I can't go in a store and buy clothes.
Why not?
I don't like going to stores.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I do not like going to stores.
Yeah, I don't like to. I try to not buy anything clothes wise online if I can help it. Just because again, like I want to try it on. I don't want it to get to my house and it doesn't fit. Then what do you do with it? I don't know how to send stuff back to the internet.
I know how to do it. My wife knows how to do it.
But you send it back to a store, to the internet.
Yeah, I know, but how?
I don't know how to do that. I don't know the last time I bought anything for myself as far as clothing-wise out of a store itself.
I don't know the last time I bought anything for myself off the internet.
Yeah.
Little opposing purchase plans here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I try with new stuff. I try to, if I get something new, I don't need anything. I don't need anything.
No, at all.
If I get something new, I try to get rid of something. Like something in, something out. Every single time.
I'm the worst of that.
Because I'll, you know, like through the course of the year, like all, you know, you're at a game. It's like, oh, that T-shirt's pretty cool. I like that. Or I'm at like TJ Maxx at Christmas time getting candles or something. And it's like, well, check out the men's section.
You go to TJ Maxx to buy candles?
Great place to buy candles. For like stocking stuffers.
Oh.
For my wife.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was confused. I was like, you go candle shop?
For my wife, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you got to put something in the stocking. Candles, coffee.
I'm just asking.
I don't know.
I've never heard.
Gloves.
I've never heard you say that.
TJ Maxx is a very good place to get inexpensive candles.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, I didn't
if
know.
If you're going to look for candles.
I've never bought one.
But then I'm there and I'm like, let's see what the men's section has.
Right.
And then there's always a cool shirt. Like I was there the other week because I bought these shoes because I had to buy some 80s shoes for the daddy-daughter dance. And I was like, let me check out the stuff. And they had a great, it was like a Mitchell & Ness zip-up Hawks jacket.
Right.
I was like, I need some new Hawks stuff for those watch parties that I do because I'm still wearing stuff that has the Volt Green on it, and they don't really want you to wear that anymore. They're not really proud of that era. So I got like a cool Hawks shirt. So I did that. But then in doing so, I was like, I got to get rid of something. So I try to cycle it out to answer the question in a very long way. Anywhere in the world, all expenses paid, and it's only up to me, I'm going on a golf trip to Scotland. That's where I'm going.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know. I want to go. I want to go to Portugal.
Okay.
Hear a lot of good things about Portugal and the beaches. So, Portugal.
All right.
Yeah.
Brad's in Villa Rica. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
All right, well, look, I got two questions. For one, they came out with the college football game. So do you guys think that they will come out again with the college basketball game and the college baseball game? And then my second question is, Randy, if Busch Light was ever to disappear from this planet, what would be your second go-to beer?
Oh, man.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Good questions, Brad.
Appreciate it, Brad. I don't know about the basketball and all that.
I mean, if there's a market for it, they'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know that
in
there
the last
was
15
one.
Years, have you ever had anyone say?
Literally have not heard anyone talk about it.
But you definitely heard them say EA
yes.
College. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's why.
Oh, okay.
There you go. So no, Brad.
No.
But college teams are being introduced on this year's version of MLB The Show.
Okay, so
and
that's
aluminum
the,
bats.
That's
so
a smart a way to do
start.
It. It's like then you just kind of have it like that. You don't have to buy a separate game for it. I don't even remember college basketball.
I don't
the video
remember
game.
None of it.
I don't recall there being one. Either.
I don't remember. I don't
vaguely remember Kevin Durant being on the cover of some video game.
He was on
back
he was,
in the day,
wasn't he?
But like in his 2K? Texas jersey.
Yeah, the Texas jersey.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
That's
all I remember. But I don't remember playing.
I don't know.
It. But yeah, no. People were very mad about the football game. I don't remember anybody ever talking about the baseball or basketball.
Like if I don't, there's no Bush. I'll usually drink Miller Lite
okay.
if there's no English. Yeah. So I'll go Miller Lite.
That's the champagne of beers.
No, that's
that's High Life.
Life. That's High Life.
Miller High Life and Miller Lite.
Yes.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'll go All right. Rev is in Dalton. Hey, Rev.
Andy. Randy.
Hello, Rev.
Rev, how you doing up there, man, with that snow?
Oh, it's all melted, man, but the kids are out of school, so I'm staying in the office.
Okay. Good smart,
smart
man.
All right, I have a marriage problem I need you guys to help me with.
Okay.
Does your wife ever take things like your wallet or phone or keys and put them in a safe place that then causes you to have to go on some half-assed scavenger hunt that you didn't start to find your own possessions?
Yes.
No. No, because I always the biggest thing what my wife likes to do is she likes to throw away leftovers. I'm a big leftover guy, and I'm a leftover guy and who don't put stuff in the refrigerator. I just leave it out.
Okay.
And nothing ever happened to me. You know, and I ain't never got sick or nothing like that.
Okay.
But her throwing away my leftover, if there's a half-eaten pork chop, right, and it's just sitting on the counter on the paper plate, I'm gonna come back and get it. She throws all that away. Me, fortunately for me, as soon as I get home, I make sure I put my keys on the thing because I always lose my keys, and I put my wallet in a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, if I leave out, she moves it all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. All the time.
So she rarely does it because I do the same thing. My keys go in the exact same
yes.
spot as soon as I get in the house. My wallet is in the exact same spot every single day. And like all that stuff. I know I've never lost a phone, a wallet, or a set of keys in my whole life.
Right.
Never have. Never lost a debit card. Never lost any of that stuff.
Good for you.
There's a lot of stuff I suck
good
at.
For you.
I'm very good at remembering where my stuff is.
Good for you.
She, every day, loses her wallet.
Yep.
Every single day. Like, I'm not exaggerating.
Nope.
Literally every single day, she's asking, where's my debit card?
Dude.
Well, how would I know that? I'm not sure. I don't know
she
where that
would
be.
She doesn't even put hers in the wallet. Like, she'll have her debit card in the damn cup holder.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, shout it.
And I'm constantly, like, you know, like a, you ever see, like, a parent follow behind a kid who's learning how to ride a bike?
Yes.
And just catch him?
Yes.
Like, I'm constantly behind her, like, debit card's here.
Yeah.
Oh, you left it in the grocery bag.
Yes.
And that we were about
yes.
to throw away.
Yes.
There's your debit
yes,
card.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so, like, we got her pretty
yes,
nice
yes,
purse
yes.
last year. To put the stuff in.
Did they use it?
No.
No.
And then the like, where's my purse? I don't know.
Dude,
I don't know.
All the
How
freaking
can you,
time.
Same thing with keys. Every single day.
All the time.
Where'd my keys go? Well, I didn't drive
you,
your car
Andy,
or unlock the door.
You bought
Nor was thing. I here when you got home. I do not know.
You bought the thing for me to put my keys on there. Why don't you do that?
We also have a basket for keys
yeah.
right there
All
in the kitchen where my keys are constantly at.
All the time.
Also, This is somebody, you ever been accused of something that you definitely didn't do?
All the time.
But like, it's like, maybe I, all right, she's pretty sure I did, so maybe I did do it. My mom, because she has a condo here, accused me of losing her condo keys. She had a condo key with a mailbox key on it, and had a little key fob to get in the door and all that kind of stuff. She couldn't find it for like a year and a half. And I did have it at one point, but I put it back in her condo when I left, locked the door, all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm pretty sure I didn't. Turn my car over, turn the house over, trying to find it. Didn't find it. She was convinced that I lost it and continuously accused me of it and brought it up repeatedly. Last trip home, she found it in her backpack.
Yep.
And she was like, ha-ha. Found it.
Oh,
and I was like, no, whoa. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha, my ass.
Ha-ha. You've been accusing me of losing these keys for a year and a half.
But it's Mondo.
And then she said, you probably hit them there. I was like,
you just let it go, because it's Ma. You let it go.
You just let it go.
Yeah, because I'm like, she's like that. Have you seen or did you lose? I'm like, no, I did not lose. You sure? No, you know what happened? You lost it, but you don't want to admit you lost it.
Right? That's why I get so mad when I can't find their shoes.
Yeah.
It's like, we found one of his shoes the other day in the cupboard with the toaster in it. How'd it get there? Who knows? Found another one of them in the back seat of, you know.
Her car.
A car, yeah. Somebody's car. Yeah. And then I don't remember where the other one was. It's like, come on, people. What would you do without me? Have no shoes, keys, wallets, or debit cards. Kelly is in Hiram. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Randy and Andy. How are you guys?
Good.
Okay, my question is, I'm so frustrated with men college basketball. I want to see men go inside, do some elbow, play some freaking defense. And I just want you guys to see if they do like a 2-minute timeout. Like, only 2 minutes left in the half is when they can jack up three, because it just drives me crazy. I'm seeing the women play more muscular basketball, going in, elbowing, and looking very sexy at it. You know, and I ain't asking the men to look sexy, but I want to see some men play basketball like I grew up on watching.
Agree.
And lastly, Randy, what, if you don't mind me asking, if I don't know if your daughter is junior or senior in high school, but my daughter, she was a junior and senior, and me and her dad had to fork over $300 for two different dresses. But the caveat to it, when she became a freshman in college and she was low on funds, she was able to sell her prom dresses to make a profit. So I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys.
Hell yeah. The one thing about the college, the women's game is still played more inside out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they throw it down in the post.
Yeah, yeah. It's played more inside out than the men's game is. I can't stand college basketball because I hate the sound of the daggone rim.
Too loud?
I hate that sound for some reason. It's just annoying.
Yeah.
It's an annoying sound.
It's been a little bit of a process, but the college game has definitely turned into much more of the NBA game. It's a lot more perimeter. It's a lot more spacing, which in some ways is okay with me, just because like you would turn into a college basketball game even in the tournament, and they'd be dumping it down to like a 6'5 power forward who had no business down there.
Right.
And it's like, all right, what do we? This guy's kind of a bully, and maybe he'll make a layup. But yeah, no, the game of basketball, men's, NBA, college, whatever, isn't like that anymore. Yeah. It's a 3-point contest.
It's that's what it is. And it's like
my mom just texted me on that one.
Get him, Ma.
Oh, and she paid to rekey her mailbox because she had to get a different key to the mailbox.
But that's on you, Ma.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And here's the thing about that. She's right. She did have to pay to rekey her mailbox. Mm-hmm. And when that came up, my wife was like, well, you should pay for it. Because you lost. Because at that point, I was accused of losing the keys.
Right.
I was sure I didn't.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm not doing that. Uh-huh. Like,
way to go,
I'm pretty sure I didn't lose the keys. I'm willing to at least have you pretend I did, but I'm not paying money for stuff involved with losing those keys, because I'm pretty sure I didn't lose those keys.
You did.
And I didn't. And I didn't pay for the mailbox to be rekeyed. And in the end, vindication.
Mom said
full vindication.
You probably put them there.
Well, she had to save face somehow.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
She couldn't be wrong.
Yes. That's the worst thing about it, is that you would actually put your child.
She couldn't be wrong.
That. You would actually make your child feel bad and feel crazy thinking, maybe I did lose them damn keys.
I kind of wish a little bit now, though, that I had paid to get the mailbox re-keyed just so I could ask for my money back. with interest.
Now that would have been a sight.
Now, yeah. Like, yeah, how about you pay me back that for all been, the stuff I did?
That would have been a sight.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Remember earlier in the show we talked about how all the NBA guys, when they get calls, they do this thing?
Yes.
Abe does that at the end of segments now that we're on this new clock.
Yes.
But he does it slow.
Yes.
And with a look on his face.
Yeah.
And I don't like
That's
it.
That's the only time he feels like he gets to be in charge.
I don't like it.
That's all right.
I can pop in your ear instead.
I don't need
don't
it.
Don't do that.
Okay. I don't need don't it. Do that. Don't but do just that. Like the, you do it.
You like, want me to speed it up?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Now
it's
we got to go.
It's annoying.
All right.
Rally talent?
Me and Andy are good at nailing spikes.
We are.
Yeah.
And we like to do it publicly, yes, if you'd let us. Randy was keeping IG model hours, yes, over the last week.
Yes.
Balls in your court, Atlanta United, because Andy and Randy have a lot of swag also when it comes to hammering spikes.
Yeah.
And money will make your face lumpy.
Yeah, dog. You rubbing it on you.
Latte Lath needs to score a latte goals. Oh, and an espresso martini is nothing but a classy vodka Red Bull.
It's all it is.
That's all.
It's all it is. It's just a vodka Red Bull that got an NBA. That's all it is. All right, we'll come back tomorrow at 11 a.m.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.